This is William Jeffcoat, thanking you for joining us for our radio broadcast, The Voice of Vision. I invite you to consider with us the missionary heart of God and the global vision of the church. As the resurrected Lord conversed with his disciples on the shores of Galilee, he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures, and said unto them, Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, and to rise from the dead the third day, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Luke chapter 24, verses 44 through 49. Jesus said, Ye are witnesses of these things. They had not only examined the truth, they had experienced the truth. Hereafter, that truth would be exclaimed by their lips and exhibited in their lives. Realize first that our faithfulness as witnesses says much about our comprehension. Jesus again told his disciples of those things which were written in the Scriptures concerning himself, in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms. He then opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. In that moment, they came to understand that which they had not realized in former days. Those things which had been foretold in Scripture had now become wondrous truths that were fulfilled in Christ. Having known of the prophecies that had been declared throughout the pages of Scripture, they now find their eyes focused upon a person who was manifested throughout that same Scripture. The disciples then had some grasp of the words which Jesus had spoken to them when he said, Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. John chapter 5, verse 39. Realizing the fulfillment of those words which had been spoken by the prophets, they recognized the message of Christ that now must be heard by the world. Observe second that our faithfulness as witnesses says much about our consecration. Jesus has given to us a global task. He said that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, every tribe, every tongue, every people, every shore. They were to tarry in Jerusalem until they were endued with power from on high. God's hand upon their ministry would be first evident there, and then continue to bless them as they went everywhere, even as they carried forth the gospel message to the most distant nations. They had been entrusted with a purpose. They would be endued with his power. Even so might we labor with the resolve that the gospel banner will be raised among every people and his name will be spoken in every language. The believer who has a vision for his Jerusalem but cannot see the rest of the world is short-sighted. The believer who boasts of his love for the uttermost remnants of humanity and yet does not grieve for his neighbors is half-hearted. Thus we recognize finally that our faithfulness as witnesses says much about our compassion. Jesus said that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Many speak of the harvest fields in the regions beyond, but fail to notice the golden grain that surrounds them where they are. However far the missionary outreach of the church might extend, they were to begin their efforts in Jerusalem. Our own eyesight is yet faint if we can see the distant shores of exotic lands, but are blind to those who live among us. numerous passages that stir our vision for the harvest fields which lie far beyond us were focusing on multitudes which were to be found in close proximity when they were spoken. Jesus urged his disciples, "Say not ye there yet 4 months, and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." John chapter 4, verse 35. His admonition was spoken in Samaria. In still another passage we read, "But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he unto his disciples, The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 through 38. These words were spoken in regards to the multitudes who dwelt in the cities and villages of Israel. Yes, the words in these passages ought to burden our hearts with a vision that encompasses the entire world, but let us begin at Jerusalem. John Eliot, who lived from 1604 to 1690, immigrated to America from England with a group of Puritans who were fleeing religious persecution. He pastored a church in Roxbury, Massachusetts, near Boston, for 60 years. His presence behind the pulpit was remembered for his long sermons, which sometimes lasted 3 hours. His testimony outside of the pulpit was marked by great tenderness. When he received his salary, he would often distribute a good portion of it to the poor. The church treasurer, being concerned for the welfare of his benevolent pastor, devised a clever means of discouraging his charity. He simply placed the money in a handkerchief and tied it up very tight. When he placed the tightly bundled salary in his pastor's hands, he felt confident that the minister's wages were sure to safely reach home. As the kind-hearted pastor ventured homeward, however, he happened to stop by the residence of an impoverished family. Hearing of the hardships which they had suffered in recent days, he reached for his own personal funds that he might once again share with those in need. Though he tried and tried to untie the knot which his thoughtful treasurer had fastened with the loose ends of the handkerchief, he could not open the bundle that he might gain access to his money. He finally said to the destitute mother, "It seems you are to have it all." Leaving the entire bundle in the hands of the grateful recipient, the pastor continued on his way without a penny in his possession. John Eliot is foremost remembered, however, not for his pastoral care of his congregation, but for his missionary labors among the American Indians. Through his efforts, the scriptures were translated into their language. The tribe among whom he labored spoke a language which had no written form. He had to first give them an alphabet before he could give them a Bible. When he grew feeble during his last years and had to discontinue his labors among the Indians, he yet persisted in sharing the gospel by convincing his neighbors to send their black slaves to his home that he might share the truths of the gospel with them. He thus became a pioneer in evangelistic labors among black slaves. The efforts of John Eliot to seek after the lost continually reached over boundaries of culture and language. Yet these peoples were reached within the borders of the new land he had made his home. Though born in England, he spent the greatest measure of his life in America. His missionary zeal caused him to be a Bible translator among one people and a gospel pioneer among another. In reaching the world, let us not be indifferent to our own kindred race. Yet as we share the gospel here at home, we soon discover how close the world now lives to each one of us. Without ever leaving the shores of our own native land, in our day, we find ourselves surrounded by many more diverse cultures and even languages than did John Eliot in his generation. Beginning at Jerusalem, let us share Christ with all the world, with our nearest neighbor and the farthest nation. Thank you for joining us for these few moments. If you would like to find out more about our ministry, please visit our website at www.mapsglobalnetwork.org. That's www.mapsglobalnetwork.org. If you are in Southeast Asia, please visit us at www.thegreatesttruths.com. That's www.thegreatesttruths.com.